Jake, hello, hello.
Liam, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, very good, mate. Very good. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm in the mood for a quiz today.
I want questions to be posed, and I want to answer them. I want to dish out some facts.
Firstly, I'm really pleased to hear that. Secondly,
yep.
I'm gonna have to chip away at some of this enthusiasm here because it's a bit of correspondence. We've had an email come in. So this was sent in by Kyle.
Yeah.
So Kyle, firstly, thanks for listening, Kyle. The subject of email, end Jake's reign of terror.
Wow.
In brackets, incorrect facts.
I feel like if I'm being called out for an incorrect fact, fair enough. But putting me in sort of like the same category as Saddam Hussein feels quite grim. But anyway, let's see what it's about my reign of terror.
Well, let's see, because I think, you know, we are a quiz podcast. I think we sort of stand for fairness, don't we? We like a bit of fairness. But I think it's only fair that you get your right to respond. So Carly said, hi, gents. I want to start by saying I love the pod. Great format, very likable hosts with a diverse lineup that each brings something different to each week's pod. So far, so good.
It's a great start.
Lovely.
Loves the format, loves the guests, loves the host. What can go wrong now?
Now the niceties are out of the way. I have to get to the point. Jake keeps sharing incorrect facts / information on the pod. Okay, and he has gone into specifics here. He said, episode 9. He confidently shares, confidently as well. Oh, dear. He confidently shares that China has 7 time zones. This was the Ishan Akbar pod.
Really?
This is geographically and operationally incorrect.
God, not only is it geographically incorrect, it's operationally incorrect.
I don't even know what that means. He says, firstly, China's landmass spans 5 time zones. However, as most folk with a penchant for a trick question will tell you, on an operational level, there is only 1 time zone in China. All regions of China observe the same time.
Right, okay. I can't remember being that confident about that. I do remember the episode. I think I remember the conversation in question. Do you know what? Honestly, I do not want to compromise the operational integrity of anyone's time zone. So I do apologise for that. Are there more incidents of this?
Episode 10.
Oh, God.
Misinformation spread came with the assertion that Fanta was created by the Nazis.
I did say that, yeah.
This was the Alex Franklin episode, I believe.
Yeah.
Again, the truth is somewhat different, but also quite interesting. This is quite nice from Kyle because he is emailing in to sort of say, you're wrong with everything, Jay.
Yeah, but he wants to help.
But he wants to help. Yeah, he does want to help. He said, I would say it is more correct to say that Fanta was created because of the Nazis, namely the embargo placed on the regime. However, Fanta was not created by Nazi scientists, but rather by the German Coca-Cola bottling company.
Shorthand, I'll probably just say that Fanta was invented by the Nazis.
Yeah, to be fair, I think that's 1-1.
I think it's 1-1, Kyle. Bring it on.
He sort of had you on the first one there. I think the second one, he's got his knickers in a twist a little bit. I think what it was he was a bit upset about the time zone question.
I wasn't happy about that.
But he felt that wasn't quite enough to bother emailing in about just that what. So he's thought, I'm going to have to put up a bit of a, I need a bit of a barrage of evidence here.
Quickly listening to all the episodes on times 2 speed just to try and get some more facts out.
Yeah. So there we go, Kyle. So that's 1-1. I'll let you have the time zone one, but I think...
It's 1-1, Kyle, but I can confidently tell you that I'm probably going to make an error in the next hour in this pod.
That's likely. But do keep them coming in, Kyle, if you do notice any more errors. And also, I'm amazed that they've just come from you, to be honest. I feel quite smug about that.
I feel like you tend to offer a fact when you know what you're talking about.
Whereas you sort of do a lot of talking.
I'm a bullshitter. I come from a long line of bullshitters as well.
So this week's guest, we have Rob Colfer, don't we?
We do.
For anyone who doesn't know who Rob Colfer is, he is a street interviewer. You might have seen the modern sensation of street interviewing, but he's very good at it as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. He's one of the few street interviewers that doesn't care how many people you slept with. He really doesn't care. He actually wants to get to the crux of other issues. And also for anyone who is interested in the deep lore and trivia of the Pub Quiz Pod, Rob actually did our still unaired pilot episode.
You did.
And no one will ever hear it. But it'd be interesting to see if he thinks we've improved at any point. All right, we'll head over, shall we? And we'll get Rob a drink.
Yeah, let's get a drink, you. Joining our pub quiz team this week is a comedy creator and presenter who is most known for his hilarious street interviews, which he himself describes as actually quite good.
It's Rob Colfer.
It's Rob Colfer.
What's going on, guys? Thank you. That was a great intro.
Yeah, well,
thank you.
Can I say, welcome back to the pod.
Thank you for having me back. So I'm so happy to
we're
be here.
We're sort of lifting the lid a bit. What are we doing? Yeah. Lifting the curtain a bit.
We did a
pilot of the Pub Quiz Pod, which was unnamed at the time.
Yeah.
About how long ago was it, Rob?
I'm going to say about 6 months ago.
In
I think it was in summer, right?
Yeah.
It was in summer.
Bloody hell.
I woke up on a summer's morning and had a missed calls from Jake.
Yeah.
Where are you, mate? Where are you?
Yeah.
And I was sweating and I was
We were sweating, mate. We were sweating.
Yeah.
We were sweating for different reasons. And,
yeah.
And Jake, you'd actually given me the wrong date.
The situation was, we turned up to this upstairs of a pub. There was a fridge that was going great guns that was just couldn't silence. If you try and silence a fridge like that, you're not going to win. We were both quite hungover.
Yeah.
I didn't even have your number, so this is all happening through Instagram Messenger. I'd given you the wrong day, the wrong time, no information about what the pub quiz was.
I think we had two mics between three of us.
Two mics between three of us.
It was single glazed windows on a Saturday in London, like outside of like a busy road. So it was just you could hear more traffic than us. And then the cherry on the icing on the cake was when Rob finally turned up about 2 hours late. No fault of Rob's. Rob turned up, I was stood there waiting, he walked in and went, "Oh, what are you doing now? I've seen you on TikTok." Jake had failed to say to Rob, it was sort of a bit of a joint endeavour for myself and Jake. Rob thought he was just turning up to record with Jake and was really bewildered at the fact that I was stood at the bar.
Do you ever think, with the pilot being as long as 6 to 7 months ago, that the standard of the podcast should be higher by now?
It should be, really, shouldn't it? Because that was woeful. But yeah, I think you always have this thing after recording where you come out and you're like, that was insane, that was great. And we were going, that was only intended to be a pilot, but we're going to release it. And then sat on it for a month and then we're like, we didn't release it.
Yeah.
No.
You watched it back then?
We did listen to it back.
We did listen to it back, and we both sort of thought to ourselves, were we supposed to be slurring? Were we supposed to be slurring? I don't know.
Were we supposed to be able to hear us?
I thought I was just struggling to get involved, but actually you guys were just on a different level to me.
We were just 5 points in and just like cantankerous and just sort of like inside joking.
That
was good, wasn't it?
That was amazing.
We just sort of inside joking amongst ourselves, weren't we?
Yeah. Something that has happened is that if a four-syllable word is used on the podcast, Rob, we get very excited. We're not normally at that level. Cantankerous. Well, Rob, welcome back. Did you enjoy Pub Quiz Pod in its inception when you first turned up?
I did. It was infantile and fun.
Yes, lovely.
But very much infantile.
I think
that you were trying to try and get four syllables in earlier.
He was close. Hit the crossbar there. I think what we could do, what's a good opportunity to do, is at the end of this, when we do our little review at the end, get you to do a little comparison review.
Sure. Love
how's that. It? How's yep. it? So that's something to
yeah, I'd love that. That's a really nice
stay,
idea.
Stay tuned for the Pub Quiz Pod comparison review.
When we first met, you said, look, you love the idea of a quiz. You love finding out about interesting things. You meet lots of interesting people, but you don't actually get to go to many pub quizzes. Have you been to any in the time that we've been apart?
I went to a pub quiz near where I live. Now I'm not going to say that. Now I'm not going to say what pub it is. I went to a pub quiz.
Is someone after you? What's going on? No, are you on the run?
No, here's what... Look,
you're not John Lennon, mate.
Someone might kill me.
You can't get back in your front door after this because everyone's swinging swarming around.
You joke
and you laugh.
Where is he?
You laugh and you joke.
Me. Do me.
Interview me, mate.
I unnamed the pub there because I just didn't want anyone to know where I live. And you think that's mental. Stepped out of my house this morning, guy comes past and goes, mate, and took a picture of me. I was like, right in front of my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you not ask?
He was like, mate, and he was like, I'll show John this. He'll love this. I was like, okay, I don't know who John is.
I love it though.
But it makes me quite anxious.
Gosh.
Because that can happen, not often, but it can happen. Hence why I'm not saying the pub. So I went to this pub quiz and I was really disappointed because the questions, the guy seemed very unenthusiastic. Like he'd just been told you're doing the late shift today, you're staying on doing this pub quiz for a couple of hours. And he would read out the names with nothing. Like, you know when you have a pub quiz name and it's like, can't wait for them to read out the name and like everyone laughs or whatever. No, he just had no enthusiasm. And then the questions came around and it was all sort of like 70s based stuff. And the crowd was very young.
Yeah. Right.
It was a really young gay crowd. And just weren't really into this sort of macho 70s stuff he was putting out.
What sort of macho 70s stuff was in there?
Just like, it was a lot of football from the 70s. Which player played for England and Real Madrid and it was like, so yeah, disappointed. So
I've been to so many where just like the quizmaster, like say is a 55-year-old man who is a bit of a Chelsea fan.
Yeah.
every question. And who was the vice captain of Chelsea in 1956? In 1957, it's just it, like there's no self awareness.
A lot of ego.
Yeah, going into it.
These are the questions you want
to
be asked.
You've got to try for every question about Chelsea Football Club. There should be a question about Chelsea Manning Chelsea. I couldn't think of another Chelsea.
Yeah, no, it was good though. You did it on the run there. That was
sure.
That was good.
Yeah. Or Wittards.
Wittards of Chelsea. Yeah.
Very good. Chocolate.
Name of Chelsea.
Chelsea Dagger,
exactly. Yeah. God, that's quite a good Chelsea round, actually. Yeah. You should write that in. So, Rob, we would love to know, what would you like our team name to be for this quiz today?
So, I did prep a couple. Okay. I've got a punny one. And, you know, you do you like your Harry Potter sketches, Jake. Yeah. So, I just thought...
So, I said that very derogatory there.
No. No,
you do like little make-believe sketches, don't you? You're 31-year-old child.
You're 31?
31, yeah. Wow. Why? What, you look pretty sick. You thought I was older? Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so we've got Harry Potter and the Half-Pint Princes.
Lovely, because we'll probably have half a pint while we're at it. Yeah, yeah, I like that.
That's
I like
the punny that. Ones.
Yeah. I like that. I'm happy to go with this right now. But I'll
And then you just got like the... I like the ones sort of Bart Simpson-esque where you know the quizmaster's going to have to read it out.
Oh, these are fun.
I like that vibe sometimes where it's not the pun and just like something like metal tits.
Metal tits is nice.
just metal tits.
So as you know very well, right, we get sent a real pub quiz from a real pub quiz master from somewhere in the country. We don't know who it is. Our producers have compiled the best of the best and we're going to read the questions. We've not seen the questions. Mm. So... You'll remember Sam from the Fox and Lockley in Warwickshire. We actually loved their quiz so much that they are back for round two. Dan Tiernan did Sam's quiz last time and got 5 out of 5 in one of the rounds.
Wow.
5 out of 5 is becoming a bit of a club that's quite hard to join. Ooh. I think you're the man to be able to join it though, Rob. How do you feel about that?
So long as it's not like music, I might be okay. I'm not very good at... Oh, what song is this?
Kind of vibe. You're not a music fan.
It doesn't do it. No, I am a music fan. I love music. When I went to your pub quiz, I couldn't name any of them.
Really?
Yeah. I struggle with...
And I bet that was like Mr. Brightside, wasn't it?
It was really of that ilk.
It was more about the sing-along, wasn't it? Rather than like...
That music round is basically a hen party.
Yeah.
I mean, Sweet Caroline, Mr. Brightside.
All right, so hopefully no music questions.
No, I'm gifted in other ways.
And segues into angels.
We'll always find a segue into angels. We did a maths question the other day, brought Robbie Williams on, just so we could sing angels. And we're like, well, how are we going to justify this? I'm Robbie Williams. My hit single was actually a spelling mistake. It was meant to be I'm Loving Angles instead. We're in. See you later. Right, if you at home love Sam's quiz as much as we do, you can actually see the real quiz in action every Tuesday at the Fox and Lockley in Warwickshire at 8 p.m. But for now, we're going to take it on in this very room. Rob, are you ready?
Sorry, Jake. Were you saying the Fox at Loxley, or were you saying the Fox and Lockley?
I said the Fox and Lockley. Yeah. Loxley.
What is it? Choice.
So Loxley is a place. So the pub is the Fox.
Yeah.
Loxley is a little village in the county of Warwickshire, not the Fox and Lockley in Warwickshire.
When we sat down today, all three of us sat down. We thought, God, it's a bit of a feeling here, isn't it? Of just like professionalism. Like we're not too chaotic. We know what we're doing. We're getting through the format beats really nicely. And then I've just like after slagging us off for not giving Rob the proper address last time. If you want to come to the Fox and Cockley in Lincolnshire, come at 7:30. All the information wrong.
And also, just to put the final nail in the coffin, we didn't do the... We didn't ask Rob for his facts.
I was going to bring it up, but I didn't want to seem like a bit of a dick.
I'll see you later.
I thought I'd just let you go.
But before we start the quiz, Rob, what we like to ask our guests is if they've had an interesting fact. So this might be something that you've heard recently. Something that maybe someone... You've been talking about it at work. You don't have a real job, so that wouldn't have happened. But what... I couldn't help but jibe back there, guys. No. What's the interesting fact that you brought with you today?
I find this one real fun. You know maths. We all like maths.
Yeah, big time.
apparently maths works out that if you have 23 people in a room...
Maths isn't a person.
No, really. Maths is a person. Capital M. Maths has said this.
I'm glad you confirmed that we all know maths, because I think we might have to dig into that a bit more.
He's coming out tonight, isn't he?
He's just... But he's getting some food. What's he having? Pie.
We've discovered that maths says that if there's 23 people in a room, there's 50% chance that two of them will share a birthday.
Fuck off.
Mm.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
23 people in a room, there's 50% chance that...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to ask
it's
you to do
It's astounding, isn't it?
But that seems bonkers. Like, we've all been to school, just looking around. Yeah, so we all went to school. You've got about 30 people in the classroom, right? Yeah. Very rare that you've ever... I don't think there was a... Do you know what? It's wrong. Because in every class I was in, there was... I can't remember there ever being two people sharing a birthday.
Really?
So if there's a toss of a coin, 50-50, it's not happened in 13 years of school.
Okay, first person in the room, 0% chance. Like, there's no chance it's going to be sharing. Second person that comes in has like 364 days out of 365.
Got you. I'm with you so far.
And then the next one, 363 out of 365. So you end up with these fractions until you get to 23. And then you times them all together and you get 0.493 or something.
Wow.
And it's like 49% chance or 50% chance.
Can I just say, you've explained that really elegantly, because I think whenever numbers start getting spoken about, my arsehole clenches tightly and I start to sweat and my mouth gets dry, but I had none of those sensations.
Your mouth looks moist as ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Your arsehole loose.
I'm wet all round. It's really lovely. You've done a really nice job
with
that.
Thank
That's a brilliant fact. That's up there with one of my favourites, I think.
Yeah. So if you're ever doing Jake up a bum, start saying numbers and then you'll get a really good come out of it. That's what I do, isn't it?
You stay around tonight?
Till Tuesday.
How many days is that?
I don't know, we're watching a lot of Countdown.
Yeah.
That took a turn, didn't it?
Yeah.
That took a turn. Yeah,
it often does with you guys.
I think that's one of our best our best facts we've had.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a weird one because it's so counterintuitive.
We should probably get into the quiz, shouldn't we?
I'd love to.
We are doing Sam's quiz for the second time from the Fox at Loxley in Warwickshire. I know he said Fox in Loxley, yeah. And they do their quizzes every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Okay, so round one. Round one is titled Ending in O. So
very good.
Very good.
Yeah,
I was going to leave
you
it.
You are on fire today.
I've had my coffee.
I've had my coffee today, haven't I?
Same as before, each answer ends in O. So question one. Which type of mushroom shares its name with a London market and an Edinburgh suburb? So, as two London boys, I suppose you can reel off a few markets, can't you?
Do you know what? If we were to go down the reeling off mushroom route, Button, Portobello. There we go. We've got it.
Portobello Market.
Gosh, it's
well done.
It's nice.
That was really quick.
Hey, I was just listening mushrooms, brother. Yeah. That's all I do.
It's fantastic. You know, it was really good. Really quick.
Get your list of mushrooms, reel them off, and you'll get there in the end.
Question two: if I was born in early September. Ah, that's what we were just talking about.
Most people are.
What would be my star sign?
I'm September 15th, but that could be on the cusp of a star sign. I'm a Virgo.
But I feel like everyone's always on the bloody cusp, isn't it? You always ask them about star sign. I'm on the cusp.
I'm
on the cusp. It's the only context I ever hear cusp said that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm on the cusp. So what star sign? Oh, I'm an Aries, but I'm on the cusp. You know, it's like,
worried to tell you.
I'm
a Leo, but please don't take that. Please don't take that to heart, because I've got some qualities of a Cancer as well.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? It's sort of like, yeah.
So what's your star sign then, Rob?
I think I'm Virgo. I believe I'm Virgo.
Rob. Virgo. Great. Okay.
Yeah, it was nice being called Rob. Not many people call me Rob.
Robert.
They go mate, or you know, or Colf, and I don't get Rob.
I'm happy to go with Virgo.
But it's early September, so that's what I'm saying. I'm on the cusp.
The other one that comes to mind is Sagittarius.
Ooh.
Sagittarius and Libra in my mind are in the mix here. I can tell you ones it's not. It's not Pisces, Aries, Cancer, or Leo.
Okay.
I know those are well earlier in the year.
What star sign are you, Jay?
I'm a Cancer. What? I'm on the cusp. What
star sign are you?
Aries.
And how long does a star sign last? Is it a month?
Well, how many star signs are there? 12?
About a month, but not like...
And it's not to the calendar, is it? That's what I'm saying. So it could be like...
When is your birthday?
20th of July, mate. So I think all we've got to go off is the fact that our guest has a birthday in the month. But the fact that Sam
Virgo. Ending in O. They all end in O.
Forgot about the ending in O.
Oh, very good.
Oh, that was silly.
Well done.
That
was very silly. Well remembered.
Question three.
In Alice in Wonderland, what does the Queen of Hearts use as a croquet mallet?
I've never seen it. Alice in what? It's probably like some kind of animal. Alice in Wonderland goes. Where does she go? She goes. She's from Kansas. Is that what I'm talking? Is that the right thing?
That's Wizard of Oz.
Haven't seen it.
So it's a bit of like a magical, mystical land, isn't it? So.
Oh man, I can see the 5 out of 5 slipping.
Is this the round?
No, any rounds we have a chance to get 5 out of 5. But I really thought with
Get this, guys.
It's
a mallet.
That you could use as a mallet.
As a croquet mallet.
In a bit of a sort of
I don't want to say fairy.
It's my mallet.
Mystical. Producer knows.
Producer knows.
Is it an animal?
It's definitely an animal.
I knew it was an animal. So animals ending in O, that would be in Alice in Wonderland, because I think like Alice in Wonderland
it's like
would
a,
take like English countryside. Yes, you know, it's got the rabbits in it already.
We're not talking hippo.
No, we're talking hippo. But it has rabbits, it has a Cheshire cat, it might it's gonna be in that world. Badger, deer,
we need an O at the
end. We need an O.
Toad.
Toad, otter, beaver. I mean, it could be a hippo.
Bevo. Just using Bevo as a mallet.
Bevo. It could
just
be Bevo. You have a teeth for it.
Come on, guys. We need to know. You know the rules.
You know.
Thank you.
Very good. Have you come into contact with Bevo?
I haven't. No.
I thought in your as a TikToker, you might have done.
No.
Have you watched his his Pornhub videos?
Have you seen
his? Huh?
Have you seen his Pornhub videos?
In passing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just scroll by.
Yeah.
I was having a chat with a friend the other day, and we were really deep in how mad it is. You know, like, you got, like, remember, like, Luke Bennett and Simple Simon?
Yes.
And all them, like, how they started off just as normal people doing videos in a room.
Ryan Windridge.
Yeah. And put it forward 2 years, the journey that this social media app has taken them on, has taken them from just, like, normal people. Yeah. They've ended up doing porn. But just to stay... Relevant. Just to say,
that's quite dystopian. Yeah. Black Mirror.
Can we spend a moment on this? Can we
have a moment of silence for Simple Simon?
It's just worrying that
I saw Simple Simon do a video today with his daughter.
Right, his that's worrying.
And his daughter was like, "So how come you're shagging Bennett and Bevo?" He's like, "Oh yeah, it's content, isn't it? It's content."
Can we just lay of the land here? The context is Simple Simon's been shagging people, has he? Or
Simple Simon, this TikToker guy, who's in his 50s, I think. He has, he was like, did TikToks, whatever that was about, football stuff, whatever. And then it got to a point where, you know, for the content, he had I think he had a threesome with Bevo and Luke Bennett, and
actually do it, or was it just sort of pictures of them in their underwear?
I don't know.
Because I saw the underwear pics, and I just assumed. I assume the most extreme.
It's a challenging wank, isn't it?
But just regardless, that is like... I feel like if TikTok does get banned, if TikTok goes, then that's the equivalent of like a post nut clarity, isn't it?
Back,
they're
just back to their normal life, going out into normal world. They've sort of been forgotten about, and they've just got these memories of like, what the fuck have I done for the last two years?
Why did I do that?
It's mad.
Would you ever make the leap? I mean, you're part of a group setting, so you're already halfway there.
Hands itself well to it.
Yeah.
I don't.
What would it take to push you to that point where you're like, okay, I'm going to make porn now?
$10,000.
That's split between three.
Yeah. So in Alice in Wonderland, what does the Queen of Hearts use as a croquet mallet? Animal ending with O.
We just can't. I mean, the fact we're at the point now, we just can't name an animal ending in O.
I really can't, apart from hippo.
Hippo is.
It can't be a hippo.
It can't be.
That'd be
mental.
Is there a type of bird?
Yeah, I was thinking it's sparrow, but it's a W.
Should we write hippo down? I mean, it sounds mental to do that.
We can come back to it, right?
Yeah, maybe keep it going on in the back of our minds just in case. Question four. Team GB athletes Jade Jones and Caden Cunningham are both Olympic medalists in which sport?
Guys, we've got the O. We keep forgetting to go with the O. What is wrong with us? So all we need to do is think about something that ends in
polo.
O. Polo. Polo, lovely.
There'll be others. Let's think
of
more.
Discus and javelin, hammer throw, that ends in a W. Those are the big throwing ones. We've sorted those. In terms of running, you've got hurdles, you've got various races.
Marathons.
It all ends in X 100 metres. Fine.
And water polo.
Water polo.
See, that's another one, isn't there?
I think we just go with polo.
I reckon if they're Team GB, we're more likely to have people that are good at polo than water polo, aren't we?
And finally, question five. In Italian cuisine, which dessert comprises a scoop of vanilla ice cream topped with a hot shot of espresso?
Oh.
Is it something like...
I've had this.
Affogato?
Oh, wait, yes. Oh, wow. Affogato. Yeah.
Affogato?
Yeah.
Is that A-F-I-G-A-T-O?
Yeah, he's not going to check our spelling.
Okay, so that's so that's the end of the round.
Okay, cool.
We're sticking with hippo before we...
Hold on.
Please, are we sticking with hippo before we close the round?
Could we think of any other... Can anyone at home think of an animal ending in O?
Put in the comments if you can think of another animal ending in O.
Let's just put Bevo then.
I think we're just going to have to go hippo.
Hippo, okay.
Yeah.
We're locked in. So, which type of mushroom shares its name with the London market and an Edinburgh suburb? Well done, Jake. It's Portobello.
Yeah, well done. Very well done.
Name two mushrooms.
Early September, what would be my star sign?
We went for Virgo.
Bang on.
Yes.
In Alice in... So you must be on the cusp of the one after, I'm guessing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
In Alice in Wonderland, what does the Queen of Hearts use as a croquet mallet?
Oh.
That's a big animal. That's
bad. That's bad.
It's flamingo.
Oh.
And now you say it, it makes sense. Yeah, the sort of length long. Of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're not getting a 5 out of 5 here.
No. You know what? You led us astray. English countryside. You were giving it all that.
Which is why we went with him. Yeah, you're right. That was my fault.
Very true.
Team GB athletes, Jay Jones and Caden Cunningham.
Go on, what was it?
I think we established there are no sports that end in O other than polo and water polo, so it's going to be one of those.
Taekwondo.
There are more sports that end in O other than water polo and polo.
We forgot the fighting sports, didn't we?
The fighting. We even went through the different categorizations of sports.
Yeah, I mean, you rushed through. You went very quick. Yeah.
Judo could have been judo.
Yeah,
I think we would never have got it. No. I feel fine about not getting it because now that we know that, because if we weren't did go to the fighting sports, we'd have said
this
judo.
This is a crazy first stage of grief.
You know what?
I'm happy. I'm happy we're losing.
And finally, in Italian cuisine. Yeah. Which dessert comprises a scoop of vanilla ice cream topped with a hot shot of espresso, affogato. Ooh. Well done. Well done, Jake.
You dragged us through that. Very well done.
So that...
Thank you, guys.
...is a 3 out of 5 at the end of the first round.
Okay, 60%.
Yeah, not...
It's a 2-1.
It's reminded me of a joke that I heard a long time ago. I'm going to try it on you. These sorts of structured jokes haven't gone well in the past. Guys, what is a dessert that comprises of a scoop of vanilla ice cream topped with a shot of hot espresso?
I don't know.
What is a dessert?
So just say what it is.
Oh.
What is it? I knew it wasn't going to go right. I thought, do you know what? Now that we all know the answer, they might be queued up to say the answer.
You were wanting us to say. Try again. What the punchline was going to be. Sorry, go on.
In Italian cuisine, what dessert does comprise of a scoop of vanilla ice cream topped with a shot of hot espresso?
Affogato.
So have I. That's what I'm trying to remember. So let's move on to round two.
You've really been working on your puns.
I know. I don't want to be that guy.
Why are we hating on puns?
Huh?
Why are we hating on puns?
I don't want to be the pun guy.
But that's. I think that's the the next level with puns. Because like, anyone can come up with a pun. It's like I'm gonna say the worst joke possible, and I'm gonna sit in it with you.
Yeah.
And you're gonna hate it.
No, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be sitting in anything. I feel that gets into sort of Bevo and Simple Simon territory, and I don't want to be sitting in anything. So round two is nicknames in sport. Sporting guy, Rob?
Yeah, I play a bit of sport.
Yeah, you're very broad.
Thank you.
You're very broad.
Thank you.
You gym a lot?
I gym a reasonable amount, but not as much as I wish I could.
You're a bit of a gym head, aren't you, Liam?
You been gymming?
Been getting into it a bit more.
You got a big hoodie on, you got a sleeper build under that?
Yeah.
I felt your arm the other day.
Yeah.
Very muscular.
Do I have a little feel, Rob?
Yeah, go on.
Sleeper build.
It's not brilliant.
It's really good.
Oh, wait,
it's
getting there. Just judging on that. Was it biceps last?
No, it wasn't actually.
No, I was going to say it wouldn't have been.
So let's hope the next 5 questions relate to 3 blokes pretending they know what to talk about when it comes to the gym.
Something so cringy in it about blokes feeling each other's arms.
I have a feel of that.
What do you think of that?
A little bit of gym banter. What the fuck was that?
I know it's neither of you asked to feel my audience.
No, this guy's very strong. No sleeper.
Yeah,
do it
legs.
Not bad.
Not bad. Do the top because it's thin.
Solid.
Round 2 is nicknames in sport. So, Rob, you a sporting guy?
Yeah, I'm a sporting guy.
What sport were you doing in your chat? Because we're not having that in. No, I'm joking. So, nicknames in sports. Here we go. Question number 1. The Blades and the Owls are nicknames for football clubs in which UK city?
The Blades and the Owls. The Owls are... I wanted to say Oldham, but I'm not sure.
I think Oldham are also called the Owls, but this is Sheffield.
It is.
Blades are Sheffield United. The Owls are Sheffield Wednesday.
I forget, you are very good on football trivia, Liam.
Thank you.
Yeah, you strike me as a football.
I think because you're... I don't mean this disparagingly at all, but I think because you are a Bath City fan,
you sort of
are forced to know a little bit more about the more obscure teams.
Right.
Rather than just the top
five. Yeah, that's fair.
Question number 2. Which international rugby team are nicknamed Los Pumas? Los Pumas.
Okay, so it's got to be some kind of Hispanic team.
Yeah. They might have pumas, I suppose.
Yeah, Los Pumas. I was going to say a South American team.
Argentina.
I mean, what other South American teams play rugby? It's only Argentina, isn't it?
I think it really is, yeah. Should we go
with... I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, the only thing I would say, though,
yes,
is that in Argentina, they speak Portuguese.
I don't know that to be true.
Sorry, are you saying that as if...
Is that true?
I don't know that to be true sounded as if like you're incorrect. Or are you saying, I don't know that to be true as in to say, I didn't know that was true?
No, you're somewhere in between. You've said, I'm considering
that,
it.
Oh, I don't know that to be true. Or that is not true.
No, here it is. It's new information to me, and I'm not ready to accept it as fact.
I love that. I think more people should do that.
Yeah.
I would just accept that.
Yeah. It's got to do a lot of terrible situations. It really has. Okay, but no, they do speak Portuguese. They do speak Portuguese. Unless this is one of the many facts that apparently it contribute to my reign of terror.
So that's their main language, is Portuguese?
Yeah.
Because Brazil speak Portuguese. They do not speak the same language as Argentina.
I think that I've got this wrong. I was thinking of Brazil speak Portuguese.
Oh, there we are. There we are.
I think let's stick with Argentina then.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with Argentina.
Yes, please.
Question number three. Beijing's National Stadium, which held the 2022 Olympics, is also known by which name due to its appearance... Was the Beijing's recent?
Hang on, no, Beijing was two.
Beijing
was
old.
I think that
ago.
Might be.
That's
a,
what I'm saying.
I think that might be a bit of a typo there. I think Beijing was 2002.
Yes.
No, I don't. I don't believe that to be true.
2008.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe something 2008 might sound.
It's not. It wasn't. 2022 was Tokyo.
Winter Olympics. I think it's the Bird's Nest Stadium.
Oh, nice.
I think it's the Bird's Nest.
Yeah.
If we,
I think I can picture that. Actually.
Yes. Lots of sort of like. Stuff around the sides.
Yeah. Well, not to get too ahead of ourselves, we could be on for another... Well, not that we got a 5 out of 5, but, you know, last time we were looking hopeful.
Question number four. Why is the Dutch darts player Dirk van Dijvenbode, nicknamed the Aubergenius?
The Aubergenius. As in A-U-B-E-R genius.
One word. Cock like an eggplant? Aubergenius. Fun thing about him, he's good at darts, and he's got a cock like an eggplant. I don't know. So the options are, he eats aubergine parmigiana before every match.
Oh, right, there's options. Nice.
that counts as Rob's review of the quiz. Options, nice. Option B, he always wears purple. Well, hang on a minute. If he's called the aubergine because he always wears purple, it must mean because he's got a stomach like an aubergine, basically. It's not because he wears purple, it's because he looks like a purple aubergine wearing it. Option number C, he works on an aubergine farm.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I would love if it was that one.
And D, he legally changed his name to include an aubergine emoji. So, is it because of his food, his attire, his work, or his name?
Well, I'm just going to say which I'd like it to be, which is the work, because I love the idea that he's worked on an aubergine farm and then he's come to fame.
This says he currently works on an aubergine farm.
Because that would be cool.
It doesn't say currently.
He said he works on an aubergine farm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that can't be true.
It could be. Darts is one of those ones, isn't it? You just play it a lot and you get quite good. And then if you can handle the pressure at the top, you're one of the best. That's it. Sorry to darts players.
Aubergine, I mean, I know you can grow anything anywhere these days. These bloody days, you can grow tomatoes in bloody Leicester. But the aubergine is native to Asia.
Right, and he's not Asian, so that's...
No, I'm just saying,
that's very good.
Are they really growing aubergines in
that's a really
the Netherlands?
Good point. That's a really good point.
That's very smart. Let's rule that out.
I don't think it's that he eats aubergine parmigiana before every match.
Maybe purple.
Really? That's what I thought it was.
Really? See, I just think...
Because the fans aren't necessarily seeing that.
I think, I've not really heard of his darts player. He's not one of the big ones.
No.
And it's normally, you know what I mean? You'd only find that out with a bit of like, you know, the sort of publicity stuff you get like on like Instagram videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I can't see if that would have been a viral video of like, you're never going to guess what Dirk van Dijvenbode eats before every match.
That's
his nickname now. That's what he's known as, the Aubergenius.
Well, then in that case, it's got to be that he always wears purple.
I think he
looks a bit like round in it.
All the fans are going to see him wearing purple. That's like, you're constantly going to see that. You'll come up
or,
with the name.
Or the legally... But a lot of them wear purple.
A lot of them do wear purple.
Luke Littler wears purple. Yeah.
Well, there we are.
He legally changed his name to include an aubergine emoji. I think if you want to take it seriously as a darts player... Well, actually, no, that doesn't count, does it? That doesn't exist. So maybe it could be... I don't really know why he would. I mean, where would you put the aubergine in to Dirk van... Oh, unless he's changed the Dirk to the aubergine, so it's like Dick van Dijvenbode. But I don't think you would
Can
want
you
to
legally change your name to an emoji?
Why would he want to change his name to an aubergine to suggest his first name is a cock? I don't think he'd want to do that. Would he want to do that?
You get some characters, don't you, in
You get some characters.
I think I would personally say let's go for he legally changed his name to include an aubergine emoji.
Yeah, I would,
and we think
I
that's legally possible.
But I still think have a hunch about he eats an aubergine parmigiana. So we're going to let you decide, Rob.
I don't think.
What's that noise you did? Sorry, what's that about? Is that
a little bit of frustration?
Is that what you just? I thought I was watching a Bevo video for a second.
Is that what he?
Oh, something I really hate that he does as well when he's talking about his like his porn videos. He always says it's on Orange YouTube. I don't know why. I just find that phrase really grating.
Yeah. It's not going to stick.
It just isn't. What, yeah, Orange YouTube.
Quite clever, actually.
Yeah. You know what? I'm quite into that.
Fair play to
you. I've got an erection. So
he knows the algorithm. Something you want about
something
it.
You want. What do we think, A or D? I mean, you could go for a third one, to be fair, and divide us further. But
I think it's more likely that he eats it than he's changed his
name. Yeah, let's go with
that. Can you legally change your name to an aubergine?
Question number 5. What was the pun-based nickname? Oh, here we go. Yeah, this will be a bit of fun. The pun-based nickname of the Crystal Palace defender Fitz Hall.
Fitz Hall.
I think I don't know this, but I'm imagining his nickname is Fitz One Hall. Size.
That's good. Great.
That's really good.
One size fits all.
Great.
Yeah.
That is.
I don't know.
That is really great. That is well.
It might be too good.
Yeah.
It might be.
Might be too good, but if
for the average football.
I'm annoying myself as to how smug I am.
That,
like, this could be
really
wrong.
Good.
This could be wrong.
No,
that
I like
is
it.
Great.
Even if it's wrong, I don't care. That's great.
Oh, one size. One size. That's a lovely nickname.
Fits
isn't
all.
It?
That is great.
Brilliant. We've answered everything. Do we want to go back on anything?
I don't think so.
No.
Let's do it.
No, attack it. So. Question number 1. The Blades and the Owls are nicknames for football clubs in which UK city?
Which
Liam, you were very confident. You said Sheffield.
Mm, yep.
It is Sheffield. That's brilliant. One yes. Point. Here we go. Let's get that 5 out of 5, guys. Question number 2. Which international rugby team are nicknamed Los Pumas? I nearly took us on to a horrible tangent telling us to rule out Argentina because I thought they spoke Portuguese. You didn't believe it to be true. It wasn't true. What is true is that it is Argentina.
Amazing.
It is Argentina.
Well done, because I would have just gone with him on that. Yeah.
Question number 3. Beijing's National Stadium, which held the 2022 Olympics, is also known by the name, which name due to its appearance? It's the Bird's Nest.
Well done,
the
Ernie.
Well done.
Redeemed yourself.
What I love about your quiz, Sam, is that when you said nicknames in sport, I did think it was just going to be people's nicknames. But you've included places, you've included people, you've given a little bit of variation in terms of the different sports as well.
You've shown how broad a seemingly narrow category could be.
Yeah, really lovely. Question number 4. The Dutch player Dirk van Dijvenbode. So was it that he ate the aubergine? Was it that he wears it and looks like one? Was it that he works on one? Was it that he legally changed his name to
he
have
works
one?
On an aubergine.
So what did we rule out, guys? We ruled out that he works on one. There's no chance. I mean, I gave this whole spiel about aubergines being
it made
from
sense.
Asia.
And we did believed you because
believe,
you're
you believe
Asian.
True. Yeah, I'm Asian.
The reason we...
Rob in other situations. Mate, what country is... what fruits are native to Asia? Let me ring Jake. So, we ruled that out because they're not gonna grow aubergines in the Netherlands. And also, like, if you're a dance player, yeah. I can tell you the answer was he works on an aubergine farm.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
In the Netherlands,
he works on an aubergine farm in the Netherlands. So, his name is Dirk van Dijvenbode, and yeah, he's a professional dance player as well. Apparently,
wow.
Wow. I think, like...
That's... To be fair, it doesn't say professional. You might just you might just be at the pub.
I heard this guy works on...
Two minutes down the road from the aubergine farm.
Here he
comes in, the auberginius.
I'll have a game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back at work in 5, though, so make it quick.
I'm really pissed off about that. That's...
Where does he wear his overalls? Over jeans.
Hey.
Rob, did you know your app would be the pun app? I don't know how it's happened, but it has. And literally, we didn't ask this question before. We didn't know there'd be a nicknames round. No. With puns in every single thing. Question number 5. What's the pun-based nickname of Crystal Palace defender Fitz
Hall? Come on.
We hope it's One Size.
It's got to be.
It's One Size.
It's One Size. Man.
Huge.
One Size
that
Fitz
is huge.
Hall. Get in. So 4 out of 5 there. Edging closer to that 5 out of 5 round.
No, boys.
Only one
Momentum.
More round to do it in.
Momentum.
Did you have any nicknames at school?
Kolf. No.
Kolf.
Just Kolf. Short for my surname.
Yeah.
I bet you were quite popular, weren't you? I bet I could. Here comes Kolf, one of the lads leaving school early to play football.
Yeah.
Teachers liking him.
Scoring goals and just scoring fingering goals. People, weren't you?
Cole Scott Leaver.
You disgust me.
You have a nickname at school?
Yeah,
what was it?
Shorzy. Shorster, but I sort of gave myself that name.
Shorster. Yeah, that Shorster. Sounds like you gave it to yourself.
Yeah,
name,
I did, really.
Did
yeah.
it stick?
No.
No.
Other than with me. I still called yeah. it. Did you, Jake?
No, I tried to... There were some lads in the year above that wrote on a
bin.
Put me in a bin, and then for about a week we're going with Onion Bardwaj because my last name's Bardwaj.
You laughed too hard at that.
That was so funny. It's so mean.
Yeah, it works because my last name's Bardwaj. Onion Bardwajs, and they're racist. So those three reasons. That's why it works.
Something about
justifying why they put
funny,
him in a bin as well.
Like that's funny racism.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure it would have hurt you.
No.
But it's
no.
It's something so funny about just being these kids. When you're a kid, people just like blatantly racist you.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
horrible
yeah.
stuff. And you can look back and laugh.
Chewing on an onion bargee to ease the pain.
Onion Bardwaj. Awful.
Bloody hell.
Awful. But that you know.
Yeah.
That was the 2010s, wasn't it?
You see, it's just what we did back then. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't wrong. It was just who we were. You've got to understand, it was of the time. It was funny at the time.
Can't do comedy these days.
Yeah.
Let's have a break from the quizzing. We're doing too bloody well at it. I want to know how the hell you've been on the sea for 6 months. What has been going on? Your street interviews, you're famous for them, people love them. Where have you been and what's been happening?
I've been spending a lot of time. So I do my street interviews on the reg once a week.
Yeah.
I go to some town.
God, you're so somewhere. Young and cool. Reg, guys, reg. Means regular. If anyone, you don't have time to say these big words.
I don't have time for the syllables. I am working on a documentary
of
my own.
What can you tell us?
I can tell you that it is going to be based in the skills that I already have, interviewing people on the street. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really good, though. It's going to be quite good. I think it's going to be like, oh, I've never seen anything like this before.
Wow.
Kind of thing.
What's it going it's not on? Is it YouTube? Or?
I'm doing
YouTube.
My... Orange YouTube. Yeah. I'm doing my best to get people with money involved. But it's a really weird position because usually you'd be like, hey, I've got a project I want to make. I need a production company or some kind of channel to get involved. But ultimately I'm thinking about it and I'm like, I just need the money to make it because I want to make it because I love making it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want it to be someone gets their fingers in my pie and changes how it is. But if it's a brand that comes in, cool. Or if it's like, I do a bit really big job this year and I get enough money to carry on funding it, finish all the episodes, mm-hmm. I would do that.
Can you tell us what it's about or is it?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Raps, yeah?
No. It's, so obviously I do street interviews in different towns. And kind of go up and down the country, mostly down, haven't really been up north enough. So I've been correcting that with this documentary. We've taken some topics and we're going up and down the country speaking to people on the street. And we have found some really interesting characters that we're going to follow up with and just see where we can take these stories and investigate these topics with the public of the UK.
Wow.
So rather than, you know, making a show where there's celebrity influence or like big names, we're going to take like unknown people and make them the star of the episode.
Wow.
And so have you been quite selective with the individuals who you've picked to go on it? You know, someone with a real story, or is it just quite random with, let's just go for them?
It's like fishing. Like, you just don't know if you're going to catch a big fish. And we've managed to randomly find some people. Wow, you're interesting. But it's not like pure chance, because if you interview enough people, people are interesting. Mm. They've got something going on. And they happen to pertain to the subjects we were looking into.
And if you keep digging and digging.
You keep digging and you ring them up again and chat to them, and you find out they've got this crazy past or... Yeah.
And do you get people when they see you, that old Culver was in town, here we go. Do me.
Yeah,
do my mate.
So there's two types. You get the do my mate and do me.
I imagine the people who want you to do them are the worst ones, right?
Yeah, they're the best and the worst.
Right.
Because sometimes they're like, yeah, do me, just because I want to be on this thing for whatever. And they're crap. And then
do me. So what are you doing? Oh, I can't think of anything at the moment.
Mate, no, you think of something.
Yeah. No, exactly that.
What were we talking
exactly
about?
Exactly
that. What were we talking about the other day?
It was so funny.
Yeah.
Like every.
That was funny. What did you say?
It's like every guy who's had a great conversation. They're like, oh, let's start a podcast, and then it's crap.
Oh shit! So I knew you were holding a grievance.
Oh no!
I have a massive grievance with podcasts. I think. Just like street interviews, there should be a higher bar to start doing them.
Yeah.
But what I like about yours and the podcasts that I might listen to would be that they have a format. I like, oh, there's a reason I'm coming to this thing. It's a quiz thing, you know? Sorry, I've gone on a tangent.
No, that's what's beautiful about the format itself, if I don't say so myself.
So that's the project. That's what I'm working on at the moment. Normal Island is what the documentary is going to be called. It's going to be fucking fantastic. It's going to be very different to many things you've seen before in a nuanced way. It's not going to be like, oh my God, this is, I've never seen it. It's going to be in a nuanced way. You'll be like, that's interesting. He's really done something there.
When's it coming out?
Probably in July, but I'm going to just keep working on it until I'm happy with
July, that's soon.
July, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And is that suit your face? I've been working on it since November.
Yeah.
Where can people watch it?
People will be able to watch it at a screening. I'm sorting somewhere to screen it for the first time. You guys are invited for sure.
Great.
Yeah, I'll probably do a couple screenings for it. And then, you know, depending on funding or if anyone picks it up, you end up watching it on some kind of online channel or whatever, or you just end up watching it on YouTube and it's just my passion project that made no money.
Lovely.
We'll see.
Either way.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But well, yeah, I'm going into YouTube, guys, so.
Follow Rob Colfer's YouTube. Your YouTube, YouTube account is called
Rob Colfer.
So round three is tube lines. So the answers include the name of a London Underground line. I think this is quite a clever round. So we're going to get a question which, you know, has an answer in itself, but the answer would also be a name of a tube line. Yep. So you've got two sort of ways of deducing this. So question one, my pronunciation might not be quite right. Bangui?
Yeah, B-A-N-G-U-I. I would say Bangui.
Bangui is the capital of which country?
Really tough.
Ooh.
Really tough.
Well, it's not Thailand because that's Bangkok.
Yeah.
So that's one off.
It's not France because that's Paris. Famously.
It sounds like an African...
Bangui.
Sounds to me to be like sort of African.
So what's tube lines are there? Which tube stations?
Oh, stations.
No, it says line. The name of a London Underground line.
Okay, so you've got your Central, your Northern, your Jubilee.
Yeah, hang on. There's not loads of lines, though,
Jubilee.
Is there?
So what that seems small. Include the name of a London Underground line. We should be able to get this by process of elimination.
Waterloo and City. Is that a line?
Piccadilly.
Victoria.
Victoria. Okay, well, let's come back to it.
Which 2009 Peter Jackson film sees an invasion of an alien race known as prawns?
Oh, your District Line. District 9.
Oh,
District
wow.
Line. Okay, District Line. Fair District play. 9. I think we're going to be able to come
great
back
film.
And get that.
Great film.
That Bangui one.
Yeah. What is the title of the first book in Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials trilogy? Ooh.
I don't know this one. I don't know this. They recently had a TV series of it on as well.
District Line in District 9. Could we try something that's like Central Line and Central Pine? Something about trees?
What, you think they're all going to rhyme with
maybe.
Line?
No, I don't know. Oh, no, that's a good point. Good point.
Circle, Jubilee.
Circle Jerk.
Yeah, do you think his first book was called Circle Jerk and it sold to millions of kids?
Yeah.
Don't know. Philip, do you mind if we change the name of the... No, I'm honestly, it's you bought the option on it. It's Circle Jerk or nothing.
Philip Pullman off.
Lovely stuff.
Should we come back to that one? Thinking it for a minute?
Northern.
Northern?
Northern. I think it's the Northern Lights or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's the Northern... I think it's something to do with Northern.
Northern Lights. Question four. Which comedian was known for her joke? I thought Cocker Van was loving a lorry.
Okay, so Joe Brand, Joe, no. I'm looking at our producer, which is not allowed.
Cheating, that's cheating.
It's cheating.
Female.
So it's a female.
Sarah Millican.
When you're trying to get that with...
Sarah Millican, can. Catherine Ryan.
What other lines are there?
So we got the Waterloo City, we've got... So we did Northern's done, Central Line... Jubilee.
Let's park it, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know who it could be. I mean, I thought Coco Van was loving a lorry. Feels like a British comedian.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard that joke, actually.
I've heard that joke as well. I don't know.
Question five. What name is given to the popular tourist route through southern Iceland, which loops from Reykjavik?
The Circle Line.
I suppose it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it must be a circle.
It's quite a round, yeah.
Yeah, it must be a circle. Arctic Circle.
Ah.
No, that's something else. But yeah, I think it must be something circle. The Icy Circle. Yeah. This has been quite difficult. Considering there are only limited options in lines, it's been really hard.
Yeah.
So, capital of which country? We're just not sure. We can't think of
Bangui.
We can't think of a line that, you know, relates to anything.
Bakerloo.
Ooh. So Bakerloo, Jubilee, we don't think that it has anything. I think, we're going to have to park it. We just don't know,
yeah,
do we?
Yeah.
What to call it, guys.
So we've only answered...
One, two,
we've answered three. We've answered three. We've gone with District for number two. We've gone for Northern for number three. And we've gone from Surf for...
Although I suppose we don't just need the line, we need the full. Yeah. So it's District 9, Northern, Lights.
Oh, well, in that case, we've answered nothing.
Okay, let's do the... right.
Go on, is
Bangui is the capital of which country?
Go on.
Central African Republic.
Okay. So we really haven't answered anything because we've just written the tube lines.
Well, no, we got one.
No, we did. No, because number two, which 2009 Peter Jackson film sees an invasion of an alien race known as Prawns, District 9? We did say District 9. Mm. Rob said District 9.
Thank you.
Number three, Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials trilogy. What was the title of the first book? Northern Lights. You got that?
Well done.
You
said brilliant. Lights. Oh, great.
Lights.
Great.
So, yeah. So that is a couple. Which comedian was known for her joke, "I thought Cock of Anne was loving a lorry"? Victoria Wood.
Of course it was.
Nice.
Of course it was. Makes sense. Yeah.
That's... I... we should have worked that out.
Yeah, we really should have.
Probably
done.
Called Victoria.
Yeah, I feel sick. I think I was not getting that. Actually,
I think we were thinking a bit.
I didn't
modern,
like.
Weren't
we were. Yeah, I didn't like this.
And
round.
Then the name given to the popular tourist route through Reykjavik.
Is it
in
Circle
Iceland?
Or something?
Golden Circle. Golden Circle. We did only say Circle, so I don't think we get a point.
Bevo's new Pornhub video, Golden Circle, coming out soon. Very wet, that one, isn't it? Very wet.
Features Luke Bennett.
The cleanup time on that must have been a nightmare.
Can I just ask, how much crossover do you think there is for Bevo's TikTok gimmicks and his, you know, online, his sex stuff?
Because, who's watching his
as
sex?
In, like, no.
That is true, actually. I don't think anyone's actually asked that. Who's actually
watching it?
Rather than, like, as a joke.
Is he doing the big swallows?
Oh, sorry?
Is he doing the... Oh, hold on, guys. Here's my gimmick. There's another nut gone down.
Yeah.
Is he doing that? If you were him, would you do that?
Not to get too crude, but I mean, yeah, he's not going to chew it, is he?
If anything, he was...
That's the one thing he's not going to chew.
I was not expecting Bevo to be sort of...
No, the final thought.
Yeah.
So, at the end of that round, we got two. What does that bring our total to, Liam?
9 out of 15.
9 out of 15.
Okay.
It's...
What is that? That's...
Do you know what? I'm going to give us a sort of like C+, B- on that. I don't think it was as good as it could be.
Yeah.
But I mean, the questions that we didn't get, there was a few of them that we really could have worked out. I'm looking back here. Victoria Wood, definitely. Right back round in round one, Queen of Hearts. If we'd have said a few more animals and got to Flamingo, I should have probably not said it had to be British animals. But then we wouldn't have never talked about beavers and Bevo.
And one of them is multiple choice. We got that wrong. So you...
Which
know
one?
What I mean? You always have a chance. The Dirk.
Oh, yeah.
Dirk Van Dijven Boda.
So taking everything into account, Rob, we'd like you to give us a rating for Sam's quiz. First up, in terms of playability, what would you give it?
I'm going to give it 4 because I...
That's out of 10.
Sorry, out of 5.
Okay.
Sorry, all the rounds were out of 5 and I was just in
No, that's my fault.
Okay, I'm going to give it 8.
Out of 5?
No, out of 10. 8 out of 10 because, I thought it was really good. I liked it. I liked the pun round.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. I liked
it. It was sports nicknames round. We just got very heavily into puns.
Yes, the sports nicknames round. That was good. I felt that the lines were... I just feel... I think we were being stupid, actually. So this is not a mark against the quiz. It's against us. But it pissed me off a little bit. I wanted it to be explained a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah.
That was just...
I think that is
on
us.
Just
I think we've
got
to say that's on us.
Yeah.
We were thick on that.
Yeah. That's fair.
So in terms of... Yeah.
Sorry. Remind me of the early rounds. What did we have?
We had ending in O.
Yeah, that's cool. I like it.
The sport nicknames, and we had the tube lines. And so playability, we think an 8. Range of questions, I think it's been brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. And what I really liked about, like, every round, it narrowed it down a little bit for us. Hey, your answer's going to be in this area, guys.
Yeah.
You've got something to check it against.
You can have a conversation. You can see, like, it might be one of these three. Three things. In terms of range of questions, another 8?
Yes, I'm going to say I liked where they were at. They were all gettable. I didn't feel like I was left out of, you know, like when
so
I went...
Oh, so good to know. We tried our best.
No, you know, when you go to a quiz and you go, these questions are not for me.
Yeah.
This was within my kind of scope. I could maybe take a stab at some of these. I thought it was a very good quiz.
And then finally, I mean, this is where, you know, the current company does come into it. Mm-hmm. Just general good vibes. What would you give it out of 10, please, Rob?
Vibes were immaculate today.
Today? Oh, wait, he's been before, hasn't he? Look at him. Veteran.
Yeah.
Today, yeah.
No, you guys are seeming real calm, cool, collected. Like, you know, what's going on?
Okay, bring his quiz into it a little bit. I don't want this to be an analysis of us now, Rob. Don't street interview me, you prick.
Yeah, general vibe is good. He's not dwelled too far in the past. He's kept it present enough.
Wife left me. over it, Sam.
I'm not like thinking too much about the psychology of him. I'm thinking more about the questions.
Yeah.
He's not been too. There's not too much ego in there from him. As just some great formats he's given us and gone, hey, go on, find some answers, guys.
Eloquent as always, Rob. It's been a pleasure to have you. I would love to have you back for a third time.
I'd bloody love to come back.
Do the hat trick.
Yep.
The Colf hat trick. And also, thank you to Sam from the Fox in Loxley. And as we said, you can find their quiz every Tuesday at 8 p.m. What were you going to say, Joe?
I was going to say you had a lovely idea of comparing the two quizzes. But
oh, of course. Yeah, go on, just quickly.
Okay,
yeah.
So this time versus the first time.
Yeah. What's changed?
Okay, so I knew you were going to be here. Which really, you know, that got me out of bed today. that's a nice one to take the edge off this guy. that was good.
It's not nice being a person that has to have the edge taken off. It's tough. Yeah. It's tough.
Connor seems great. He's vertical rather than horizontal this time, which is good.
That's our producer who is sat in the back recording. Last time Rob was here, having Connor had about 15 pints the night before, and proceeded to do the record lead on a bench. So it's nice that he's sat upright.
We were therapizing him last time.
There's much less stains on his outfit. He's got
not zero.
He's got trousers on. He's had a shower this week. This is great for Connor.
Yeah. So personnel-wise, I think you guys are doing great. Yeah. Seriously, doing great.
Dream team.
The format seemed a little like smoother. I think it was
okay. This is too much now.
The paint is nice.
I'll shut up. Background looks great. I really like the exposed wall.
Right, Rob, we'll see you at the screening. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Fantastic job all round, guys. We'll be right back.